Hey, Herman.
How you doing?
You good?
All right.
Right on.
Get it, what?
What?
Sharp
one. Accent the
I like it, bro. I like the fuzz. I don't care what our
race says.
I like the fuzz.
Maybe I got one.
I like this. I don't care what I'm
saying. Can you grow one out?
Yeah, I used to. I wanted to look like Spike Lee. But it didn't work. I looked like a goofy.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. I'll remind you of that.
Yeah. I don't care what Arlene says. I like the spikes.
You're a firefighter.
Hey,
we're not supposed to have
so what happened?
Well, that's okay. I can see people
that
see me.
I usually put it on that desk over there.
That's all. How would they like us not to see? We don't like it. It's better than and you got a yellow thing for me. This is yours?
That's what I got.
This is yours. Yeah, but I have more.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. I have some of that.
Sure.
I like it because it's skinny. But I gave you a yellow one if you want to pass. Yeah, but it's skinny. Mm-hmm.
My wife says, yeah, dress up and so on. Gotta look like a human being. Ready?
That's
ready? Ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready?
Yes.
602.
All right.
Oh. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay.
Take care.
Okay. I'd like to call the meeting to order for a regular meeting Tuesday, February 20th. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, the land acknowledgement and mission statement. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible. Liberty and justice for all.
For all.
The land acknowledgement. On behalf of the South Tucson residents, we honor the tribal nations who have served as caretakers of this land from the time immemorial and respectfully acknowledge the ancestral homeland of the Tohono O'odham Nation and the multi-millennial presence of the Pasquayaki tribe within South Tucson. Consistent with the City of South Tucson's commitment to diversity and inclusion, we strive towards building an equal partner relationship with Arizona tribal nations.
The mission of the City of South Tucson is to build up our community through mutual cooperation between we, your public servants, and you, our citizens, so that jointly we can build a safe and stronger city, amen.
Thank you. Okay. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez.
Present.
Acting Mayor Rogers.
Here.
Councilor Romero.
Here.
Mayor Diaz.
Here.
Councilor Flagg.
Yes.
Councilor Ayuda.
Here.
Councilor Rodriguez.
Here.
Okay. All members of the council are present. Next item is the approval of minutes for the regular meeting, February 6, 2024. Are there any corrections, deletions to the minutes? Hearing none, I accept the motion to accept.
So moved.
It's been moved.
I'll second it.
Moved and second. Thank you. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez.
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers.
Aye.
Councilor Romero.
Aye.
Mayor Diaz.
Yes.
Councilor Flagg.
Yes.
Councilor Aguilar.
Yes.
Councilor
Bunyan.
Yes. Okay, so the next item is a call to the public. For anybody that would like to address the council at this time, please, Ms. Aida.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we have one card here. Speaker Melissa Brown, address 1802 South Fourth Avenue, on the topic of community events.
Okay.
Hi, Mayor, my council. Good evening. A couple things. As far as special events coming up, I just wanted to plant the seed with you all. The Tucson City of Gastronomy, Mel and I and Ranch House Media co-produce the Pueblos de Maíz Festival at Kennedy Park, and that is scheduled to happen on April 13th. It's a free community event. Last year we had 4,000 community members attend, and it's all about supporting local restaurants. We've had restaurants here from South Tucson come and been there. We have art, and it's all about celebrating our heritage and cultures here in the desert lands, and also the importance of maíz in our cultures. So just wanted to plant that date so you all can have that. And I also wanted to just come up here to advocate again for the extension of the El Paso Greenway. I just want to say that I feel that personally that's a really important path that needs to be made much more safe than it is, especially as you get from 4th Avenue to going east to the railroad tracks. Mm-hmm. That path, there is one that kind of exists on the side where the Greyhound Park used to be, but there's a certain point where that path just doesn't exist, and it's really unsafe as you get close to the railroad tracks. And I just also feel that it might be unfortunate that that path would be brought all the way up from Pueblo Gardens down 36th to the railroad tracks, and then between the railroad tracks and Pico de Gallo, it wouldn't exist. I feel that our community members deserve to have the same amount of safe paths, especially a multi-purpose path, that all members of our community could use. I know that there are going to be some more listening sessions that are going to go out into the community. I would also like to advocate that our senior citizens at public housing and our disabled community members there be contacted, or maybe a discussion there, because there are some of those folks, like there is one elder that we know personally. He actually drives his scooter, his little motorized scooter, and he crosses those railroad tracks, which is very unsafe because he goes to Walmart that way, because he prefers to drive himself in his little scooter than going on the bus. And that's just one story. So I just want to advocate that you all really hear all the voices in the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any more that wish to address the council? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and go to the next item. Item number 6, Mayor and Council Members, report of current events. Is there any reports from the council?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to report that my wife and I attended that lady that we presented the proclamation about the Westland women of
Cowgirls.
Either way, they were supporting the Mustang, the survival of the Mustang Ranch, Mustang horses that are wild and free, and they just want to be kept that way. So, but it was a good dance. The country western music, well, that's whether you have the ear for it or not, I'm deaf, so I don't care. So, that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, is there any more?
Yeah, you know, the Tucson City Council's meeting tomorrow instead of today because of the holiday yesterday, and they're going to have an item on there about, on their study session about the RTA next and what they should do about it, and it should be a real informative issue, and I you know, you can turn your computer on and watch it. it looked to me like the meeting starts at 1:30, and it looked to me, when you look at the agenda, that it might come on about 2:30. So I would encourage people, if they want to think about the RTA, to see what the city of Tucson is saying. That's one thing. And the other thing is that there's going to be a gathering outside the city hall at 4:30 tomorrow, and then people are going to go into the city hall and take part in call to the audience. And the community is urging the city council to be like more than 70 other jurisdictions and urge an immediate ceasefire to the genocide in Palestine, which I think would be something good for us to do too. So that's tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. Yes?
I just want to share that a close friend of mine passed away. He and his family lived in South Tucson, and there was a horrific accident. He was traveling to Esquera from Aguapieta, and him and his wife and two daughters passed away. And so they were our constituents, and we're really excited about all the changes that were happening in South Tucson. So I would like to ask for a moment of silence for the family. His name is Jose Angel Tanco, I know that his daughter went to Pueblo with my daughter. So it's just it's a tragedy that we've lost that family. And there is a fundraiser that's happening for them on Thursday at 11 a.m. And they're going to be selling barbacoa, soup, beans, bread, and soda for $10. And it's at 140 West Teton Street. So I invite everybody to come or donate. I can share the GoFundMe page. Thank you.
I'd ask for us to stand up for a moment of silence in regards to the passing away of. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
The other thing is that would you go ahead and draft a letter of sympathy for them, please, from the city of South Tucson? Thank you. I do have something to share. It's in regards to the parade on Thursday. Please be there before 7 o'clock and be at the rodeo grounds. The rodeo grounds will be open for parking. There they will shuffle us or whoever attends from the rodeo grounds all the way to the beginning of it, which is 12 and Drexel. So if you're planning there, please be there before 7. The other thing is that tomorrow around noon, we'll be at the rodeo grounds decorating the wagon. So if anybody would like to be there also, just information in regards to the parade. Any future items? Okay, thank you.
Any future items for the agenda?
What? I would like, I have a resolution that the city was considering to do a ceasefire, and I would like that to be on the next agenda. And I'll get everybody the sample. We'll get the resolution sent to everybody, and then we could discuss and vote on it next time.
Okay. Is that it? Any more? So the next item is the city managers and department heads report to mayor and council. Any reports?
Yes, good evening, mayor and council. I do have to report on behalf of vice mayor and other members of the community. We've been expressing to me here, I think, since about last summer that they would really like to see the McKenna Redondo Park reopen.
It's at 2020 South Fifth Avenue. That park has been closed for, I think, I would say at least 7 years, if not more. And that park was closed due to vandalism, and a lot of the equipment was damaged. So the city decided to close it permanently up until recently. So what we've done so far is Public Works has replaced new LED fixtures, placed covering on exposed electrical wire, removed graffiti, and completed major cleaning inside and outside the perimeter. So what we like to do is appoint members of the community who would offer themselves, such as people from the Garden Kitchen, and I know Vice Mayor and his wife offered to help with the opening and closing. So we could open it as a pilot to see, you know, how it goes, how it's welcome to the community, to make sure that we don't go back to what it was at one point, but to also make sure it's open for people to use, the basketball court and things like that. So I'll let Mayor Council know once we're ready so we could have an opening. I do want to make sure that the members of the community, you know, are given the responsibilities that we're asking of them, and make sure that the parks are open at certain times of the week and closed. So more to come on that, but I wanted to share with you that we're working on getting that park reopened here soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And then the planning director had some reports as well, Mayor.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thank you guys for making it out here. I'll be quick with some minor topics, nothing major. Had a brief meeting with the Primavera Foundation this morning. I'm sure everybody's aware of Primavera Foundation. You know, they're one of our local nonprofit partners here in South Tucson. They're doing a lot of good work out in the community. They received a grant in the past to do some survey work on the community. They do door-to-door knocking. They have 3 years or three separate times, starting by dating back to 2013 and then 2016 and 2019. And they're about to roll out the fourth outreach process here. It was supposed to happen around 21, 22. Obviously COVID, you know, had to take a back seat. So they're kickstarting that again, and this year in 2024. So they actually want to come share this information with us. Not the survey that's going to come out. The survey is exactly the same as it was in past years, and it's just gauging data and trends. So it's some pretty interesting stuff about what the community sees as needs and wants here in South Tucson. So they actually offered to come out here sometime in the near future and give us this presentation and talk about some of the other work that they're doing too. So I'll set that up here in the near future. Some other things going on. We are working on our first newsletter here. We're looking for ideas, you know, obviously any ideas you guys might have, something to include in there would be appreciated. One of the first things that staff we thought about would be good to meet your council. So I'm gonna extend an invitation to every council member here, you know, to have either submit a picture to us or give us a picture you have of you, and then give us a short little narrative, you know, what your little mini bio, and then some of your passion and interests, you know, we'll put it on the newsletter. So that's up to you guys, you know, something we could put on there for the first newsletter, in addition to, you know, city services, our website, and other improvements that we're doing. Let me see, going down the line, I want to talk a little about, you know, we talk about some revitalization efforts, and, you know, fear of gentrification. In this meeting with Primavera, they mentioned a program in the city of Decatur, Georgia, where they actually have tax exemptions for folks that meet certain qualifications. They have to be owner-occupants, obviously, of their home. You know, some are elderly, some are disability, and then some are income-based. Long story short, you know, it's an application-based system, and it allows folks to basically get a tax exemption, you know, something that's predetermined. So that's maybe something you guys may want to direct to or have us look into or do some research.
Like a property tax exemption? Or
yeah, no? Yeah, you know, so again, a lot of things that we've talked about here is the fear of gentrification and displacement. This would be an avenue to keep, you know, some of our owner-occupant homes staying here by basically capping their taxes. It would affect other services and functions, obviously, but, you know, it's something to consider at least.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we could look into that a little more going forward. Also wanted to mention, you know, last meeting when the city of Tucson was here, they were talking about, the RTA-funded project between the city of Tucson and South Tucson, the El Paso Southwestern Greenway. Just looking for some more direction on this. You know, we said we wanted to do our own outreach events. Just looking for some direction. How do we want to do this? When and where? Who's funding what? Mm-hmm. Another thing to consider is if we're going to go out and do some of these things on our own, there is going to be a cost associated to this. We don't have, just to be very clear so you understand what some of the footwork that we're going to have to do and pay for is the design of this project is being funded through the city of Tucson. We have $150,000 for construction. We don't have a contract with Kimney Horn to do this part of the project for us. It's being done on the city's behalf for us. So that's just something to consider for us if we go this route. Also, if we do these events, we all have some local road plots, some designs that we could show to the community. Anything thereafter that needs to be modified, that needs to be looked into by a consultant or an engineer, verification for what's out in the field, all that stuff has a cost to it. So just something to keep in mind, how we're going to go do with it, okay? Yes.
Okay, so we have one design only, right? That's been presented to the community?
Well, that's designs what's came up after several pop-up meetings, yeah. So that is the one design right now, yes. Doesn't mean it's final, though, yeah.
So say we come up with another design, another option. The city of Tucson would still pay for that, right? Because they're paying for the design process?
Partially, yeah.
Okay.
So here's the thing, too, though. You got to keep in mind when we have these meetings, we have technical experts that are driving this process. You know, you got the engineering, you got people looking at floodplain and all these things. So, yeah, so they could do the design, but the people that are really going to do the work need to be paid.
Okay.
That's something, once we're straying away from the current process, we're opening up our own process,
mm-hmm.
and we need to have a way to pay for those services.
Didn't you say last time that $150,000 will buy very little?
Very little, yes.
So, and the other question I have is, does the RTA next,
the money?
Viability of that, does that affect this whole thing?
The current push is, as far as I feel, from RTA is, yeah, they want us to table this project now, basically not do anything with it right now, and put it all on the RTA next, ask for more money for us to do it then.
Which might not even pass.
And it might not even pass, yeah.
Which means we could lose what we have already.
I think that at our last meeting, they were going to look into, or you guys were going to look into if the RTA owes us money.
Yeah, that's something you have to do.
So that hasn't been figured out?
No.
Okay. So maybe we start there, because if we have more money to work with, then we have more money for the planning and you know, a better community outreach.
Yeah.
So
no, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Maybe we can start there.
Mm-hmm.
And is that you that would do that, or would it be city manager, or would it be all the staff?
I think it's going to be a combination of folks, honestly. I think this exercise may have happened in the past, and it got to the point where I think there was consultants involved, like some folks that really knew some number crunching.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think it's the first time we've inquired about it. I think decades past it may have been asked already.
Do we have a timeline? Like, I know you said we have to do this pretty quickly. Like, do we have...
For the Paso Southwestern Greenway project?
Yeah, to finalize a...
No.
Well, I'm just trying to stay on board with the city of Tucson's process, you know. That way, if we could bid at the same time they go out to bid, that would be awesome. But if not, I mean, we'll just delay our side of it.
Okay.
Yeah, so... You really need consensus in regards to changing the design. Is that more or less what we're attempting to do now?
The idea is that we need more South Tucson input, is what I understood from the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
More South Tucson resident engagement and input on the design.
But you also need direction from the council.
Yeah.
I believe he's asking for direction on how to collect the information, right? You want to know how we're going to go about reaching out, doing the outreach,
yeah,
and getting the residents to start to get engaged and help us create a plan.
Yeah, we talked about doing our own events, but yeah, I mean, is that something you guys want us to determine, or do you guys want to have a say when those dates are? Because the ask came from up here to do the outreach events.
Well, I think that council meeting tomorrow by the city is an important one, because they might bow out of RTA next, and that would shoot the thing down. I mean, right now, you know. So timeline wise, I think that has to play out over what, a month or 2 months, 3 months, and then I think you have a better lay of the land at that point.
Okay.
That would be, I think, I don't know.
And the budget, make sure, you know, once we know what our real budget is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Okay.
Sounds good, okay. Well, do you guys have any questions for me?
Summarize what we decided.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and tell me, I guess. Or I could.
I guess we'll just table this till after we hear more from City of Tucson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is also, Mayor, if I may, this is a report. So I think the direction of the consensus was to have these engagement meetings, and I think, tomorrow's tomorrow. So we'll know tomorrow what happens down at the City of Tucson, and we'll have more as an agenda item after tomorrow, what goes on at City of Tucson. But that's the plan for now, is to have more meetings for community outreach.
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to continue to pursue this and the council giving our director here a sense of direction, so to make sure that he's working for us and with us to provide that service for the community, so that like that there's no doubts or of us lacking of doing our portion of it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
Oh, sorry, I just want to add one thing in regards to the newsletter. It would be great if there was a section highlighting like our legacy businesses,
okay,
and having a space to maybe, I don't know how many issues there will be, but an opportunity to maybe do a spotlight on one or two businesses per issue.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it would be good to have a recap of what's happening in these council meetings, because I think a lot of people are left in the dark, and just as a way to be transparent.
Okay.
You know, it could be some key points or just a brief, like, paragraph summarizing. Mm-hmm. Those are two things that I think would be important to come from the city itself, just on your letter.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a note in here regarding the lawsuit. You want to cover that, or should we just go ahead and accept the fact that we did get the information?
Yeah, you, Mayor, and Council, I think you all have the information. Now we're in the process of finalizing the formal settlement agreement, and once that agreement's signed, the property owner will have 60 days to complete all of the tasks on the list. So I think that it's a significant step forward for the city for these properties.
Okay.
Happy to answer any questions. Yeah.
No questions. Thank you. Item.
Can item, I ask something about it? Huh? Can I ask a question on that real fast?
Real fast.
Okay. Like, so you were their chief on the 9th of February. Like, what, how's it been from February 9th till today in terms of those two properties? Because supposedly they have that security company that's operative.
Well, there have been no significant events that I can report of since that day, but the agreement still has not been signed, and so we haven't seen any, except for the security guards who are very proactive and very cooperative with the police, I haven't seen any any progress toward putting up fencing or any of the other stuff. But I think we need to wait for the agreement to be signed for that to start.
We agree.
When does the agreements get signed?
Yeah.
Well, as soon as we just sent over a draft settlement agreement to Mr. Bowers or the Bowers attorney today. So we expect to have these approved, you know, agreed to, finalized this week.
Okay, and the 60 days starts on the day of the court. I think it was February 9th.
Well, it's really going to be 60 days from the signing of the agreement. So it's not really a significant time difference.
Well, I think we really need to push them to sign it tomorrow.
Well, again, if we have to finalize the agreement. In other words, we sent the agreement, he may have comments on the form, on some of the terms, and so we'll have to finalize it.
Can you tell us when you can come back with that? Cause, and it really does need to, like 2 weeks from now is too late, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, I anticipate it'll be signed in the next day or two.
Okay.
I don't have any, you know, it's Tuesday today, so
okay.
We should have it signed the next day or two. Once it's signed, we'll let you know.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to speak to this item.
Okay,
because I live between these two things that are happening, plus El Camino. And today I think I got 19 people off of our property that are coming from three other properties. Now last night the two cops came to help me with 9 people who are in that little spot at El Camino where you can hide. And so I got 2 cops to come over, et cetera. And then they told me that they'd go back over to Spanish Trail. Of course, 100% I knew that they would go to Dennis's property, which is where they went. But the cops had already left, and I can't call again. But it's very sick. There are, every time I go, it took 12 people today off with things. One was the gun, etc. But I can't keep hearing this, all this great stuff that's happening. It's very sad between all of them.
Okay.
I want it in the minutes.
Well, just to be clear, the settlement agreement is regarding the Spanish Trail, the 6th Avenue suites, and the crime activity that occurs on those. If there's crime occurring on other properties, that's the separate issue. I would contend that it's, as we did in this instance, that it's the property owner's responsibility to either fence off their property or put security there or do something
okay,
to keep people from crossing. You know, it's
right.
Sort of an open range state. You know, people will roam where they're, you know, just like cows, where there's no fencing, they'll just roam onto your land. So, and don't. Please don't take that in the wrong way. I'm not
right, yeah.
Making it equivocal. But, you know, if a property owner has property, then, you know, part of the first thing that you have the right to do is, you know, fence it off and harden it from other people going onto it. So.
Right.
I think one thing to add to that is that not only fence it and secure, but as we've talked with you and Dennis, Councilman Rogers, it needs to be cleared off to stop intent enhancing or attracting people to come and hang out or camp in those areas also.
I totally agree. The church on the street's been there all week, you know, $500 a day, and it doesn't really help because they don't get taken out. When we have the cops know we call them, they're supposed to leave when the cops say so,
okay.
But they don't.
Okay, thank you.
So I just wanted to know it's a real deal.
We're kind of getting off the subject. This is pertaining the comments. Were you going to?
No, I want to say that I agree with Councilmember Rogers that wall that is at the El Camino needs to be dealt with. So I know we are working with Public Works to try to remove that or relocate it, so maybe by the next council meeting we can have a report on that, please, City Manager. But yes, I agree. It is creating some nuisance.
Okay, moving on to Item number 8. That's the, and I'll go ahead and make the motion to, for resolution number 2401 of the mayor and council of the city of South Tucson, Arizona, ratifying, approving, and adopting the intergovernmental agreement with Pima County for the management and implementation of the Community Development Block Grant Program. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved in second. Is there any discussion regarding the resolution?
If I may, Mayor, can I make a small report for purposes of putting on the record? This resolution was on the agenda at the last council meeting, and Councilor Flagg asked if we could go back to Pima, or I'm sorry, Councilor Aguita asked if we could request Pima County remove item number 29, which I don't have it in front of me, but it was pertaining to the Israel boycott. So our finance director reached out to Pima County and sure enough they agreed to remove that item. So the item, the contract we have before you does, has the removal of item number 29, and therefore I think that satisfies the request on behalf of council. Basically, that's it. That concludes my report.
Okay. So that's a roll call?
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Yes.
Councilor Romero?
Yes.
Mayor Diaz?
Yes.
Councilor Flagg?
Yes.
Councilor Aguilar?
Yes.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Okay, the next one is a resolution number 24-03, the mayor and council of the city of South Tucson designated the election dates and purpose of election, designating the deadlines for voter registration, designating the place and last date for candidates to file nomination petitions. Mr. Mayor?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Yes, Mayor. This resolution is required by state law to set a date for the primary and general election. Dates are scheduled for the primary and general are July 30th for the primary and November 5th for the general election.
Thank you. Are there any comments, questions regarding this? So, do I have a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second.
They moved in second, and there's no comments. So roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Aye.
Councilor Romero?
Aye.
Mayor Diaz?
Yes.
Councilor Flagg?
Yes.
Councilor Aguirre?
Yes.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Okay. So item number 10, so that's for the executive session. I'll need a motion to recess regular meeting and to go into executive session.
Could I ask a question on that? How do we, you know, so we're going to go disappear in a room and talk about it. How do, the fire guys have been here and the public has been here for what, an hour or something? And how do they know what's going on with the, with the big, you know, you could call it the biggest issue in our town right now. Yeah. I mean, how do we deal with that? Poor guys have been sitting there all that time, and then we're going to go in this room, and you won't get to hear it. I don't know. What can we do about that? Maybe I should ask you, John, like it always, I mean, city attorney.
Well, it typically, when you talk about term, you know, negotiating terms, you don't want to talk about it publicly because going to be, you know, at least in terms of what the offers and counteroffers are. I suppose it wouldn't hurt if you just want to report on what the current status is. You don't have to go to the executive session. We can just give you a report on that and then adjourn the meeting, if that's what you want.
Really?
Not getting any specifics, but...
And you don't have huge problems with... You don't have big legal problems with that, I guess?
No, because it's a choice. If you choose not to go into executive session, I would just suggest you don't get into we don't get into discussing what we should propose for terms in the agreement in public, because, you know, you don't want to let your negotiating positions be in public.
Yeah, okay.
So if you wanted to, you just want to, there's really, what, maybe three items to report on?
I think
we
could be general.
We could be general. Can we do that, Mayor? Let's show the statuses, if you'd like.
Can we do that?
You could go into, you don't have to go to exec session. The item is agendized to talk about the draft IGA. So if you choose not to go into exec session, that's the council's choice. It's your call to go into exec session or not. If you don't go into it and you want a public report, we would give you sort of a general public report without too much detail.
Can we do both? Can we do a better report
you can go to exec session
and then
afterwards,
go
sure.
after into sure. executive session?
Or we can go to exec session now, back, it's up to you.
Maybe a public report now, since everybody's here before they have to go.
Sure, you can pick up if I miss anything. Sure, Mayor and Council, I'm happy to give it. I'll be as general as possible, if I may. At the last Pima County Board of Supervisors meeting that we attended, and our City of South Tucson was on the agenda, I believe, was February 6th. The item on the agenda was City of South Tucson asking Pima County to assist the City of South Tucson on the funding gap that we are seeing with the costs associated with EMS and fire. So the City of Tucson, we right now have reached out to City of Tucson. I mean, I can get into the depth of it, but I think you all know where we're at. You know, the Mayor and Council gave staff direction to reach out to City of Tucson for EMS and fire services. They gave us a quote. The estimated cost we had in that we were proposing was $1.6 million. The cost that we receive as far as from City of Tucson is, we're seeing a $400,000 shortfall. So the direction from council was to reach out to Pima County asking assistance, not as a hand out, but as a hand up, is what we said at the last Pima County board meeting. So at that point, the Board of Supervisors tabled the item because what they wanted to know is what part of this amount is the City of Tucson contributing. So when you're looking at a $400,000 shortfall that City of South Tucson is asking Pima County is asking, so how is the City of Tucson helping? So they went ahead and tabled that item, and county manager said, we will have a meeting with City of Tucson manager and include City of South Tucson. So the meeting coincidentally happened this afternoon. So we had a meeting this afternoon with county manager and City of Tucson manager, Ortega. So Jan Lesher and Ortega were in the room, as well as myself and other members of the city. And the conversation basically, like we said, we had like three takeaways from that, was the county recognizes that the City of South Tucson is disproportionately has a number of social service agencies within the community, and also persons that are not residents of South Tucson. So the City of South Tucson just carry the brunt of what the other jurisdictions don't, and they realize that that is a deterrent for South Tucson. So therefore, they realize that that is what hurts us. City of Tucson did indicate that they want to help the City of South Tucson. So part of that arrangement is showing that the City of Tucson has been helping South Tucson since our agreement in 2010, where we have an IGA in place where they help us in times where we need fire suppression. And recently they've been helping us for needs when it comes to when we have no staffing. They've been helping us with calls for medical services. So there is an indirect cost they've been carrying for the city since around 2010. So the value of that is a matter of how much is that. So City of Tucson will be putting together what is the value of that they've been carrying, and how will that look like moving forward as far as admin costs and indirect costs. So they'll put that together in writing. And so it would be like a three-way arrangement where it would be Pima County, City of Tucson, and City of South Tucson. So that'll be put in place for the City of the Pima County to consider. What else am I missing? And then rather than it be a five-year agreement, we're looking at a 10-year agreement. Because what we'd like to propose also, Mayor and Council, because the costs are at amounts that, you know, as proposed, we would like to be able to defer some of those costs.
Okay.
or actually amortize those costs. I think I covered the three bullets that we had indicated without getting into specifics.
Yeah, that's correct.
Councilor,
can I
speak? My name is
George Ortega. Hang on just a minute. Did we say that was okay, or for the audience?
It's up to you. When do you want to take?
I'm also part of the
public
hearing.
When do you want to take? It's your call. This is not a public hearing, but you can take comments from the public or not. As mayor, you run the meeting.
Okay, I'll take comments from the public then.
Hello, Council. My name is George Ortega. I'm up.
Mayor, if I may, are you on duty right now?
I am on duty, and I'm about to get off in about 10 minutes.
Okay. He's up, dude. He's off duty now.
Okay.
Hello. So my name is George Ortega. I've been a reserve firefighter here for going on 7 years.
Wow.
I have a full-time job in Green Valley. I
love Green Valley.
Yeah, I love Green Valley too. So I've been a reserve firefighter here for 7 years. And over the course of this time, I haven't seen no new equipment really brought to South Tucson. We've been in this truck since I can remember, so. With all these agreements going on, I feel like we should be able to invest in our own department we have right now. We have guys from Green Valley work here, guys from Northwest Fire District. We have professionals that come out here and work, paramedics. To get rid of this reserve program here would be a loss. You're going to spend a lot of money dealing with the city of Tucson. Like I said, I lived here for 33 years, and for you to just kind of get rid of the tradition that we had with all the guys that we have here at this department now would just be just a total loss. I'm just speaking on behalf of myself, just because it kind of makes me sad to see that this is going the way it's going. I live on 2nd Avenue. I got my first fire job here, City of South Tucson. I lived here. I did ride-alongs here. You know, not a lot of places you can go do ride-alongs. You can't just go sign up for ride-along anywhere else. Like, this place has like been a huge stepping stone for me in my career. And I would hate to see it go. That's all I got for this.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, I have a couple of comments. You know, I had always been concerned about the process and the way that we have been doing. And we talk about being financial. You know, the letter that was addressed to us in regards to being able to pay back the amount of money through economic development and taxes. To me, that it's a good deal for the city, but it's bad business for the county. And that's in respect to knowing that we are actually put in a station of the city of Tucson here. And the fact is that the city has darkened 4 stations already. So for us to do, for them to claim now that they have 4 minus 1, which is going to be South Tucson, and then the fact that their response time because of that has gone from 4 minutes to 8 minutes. They're down from 10 years ago to now, 65 personnel. 65. Okay? That means that we in South Tucson will be paying for their staffing by this agreement. In other words, we're actually building the city of Tucson another fire station completely.
Yep.
And keep paying them every year for more as the costs go up. So like I said, it's a good business for the city of Tucson, and if Pima County wants to go ahead and get into this business agreement with us, where we don't even have an economic plan. We don't have, and I guess we turned down the infrastructure to support our economic plan. So it's really a bad situation, and I really believe that people will not accept this. And that goes to whatever is being planned for the economic development, and also the fact that you're going to ask the new businesses to take on the JPLAC or to take other some kind of funding to come into South Tucson, and then request them to fix our infrastructure. And yet the businesses here in South Tucson are going to be asked for more taxes, or the residents will be asked for more taxes. How are we going to pay for it then? If you're shaking your head saying no.
Because what you're saying is not true. I hate to contradict you and make it seem like you're not being forthright, but you're not. And that is nothing in what we presented to you, what you said out loud. Nothing in what you just mentioned here is what has been recommended to the council. Nothing in what you said is what council gave us direction to do.
That's correct. That is correct.
I think that by you saying out loud in public that we're asking the community, the business community, for money is false. And I mean, you can ask your peers, but I know that I have sat here before you with the finance director, and we have not one time asked Mayor Council to go to the commercial businesses.
That's correct.
Okay, so okay. Thank you for recognizing that.
Okay. But don't forget that the first instance that this issue came up was the fact that it was driven by staff to us.
Yes.
Completely driven to us by that. We offer, or at least I offer, different options regarding this vision of straightforward. And now that we're at this point, after all these months of negotiation, we're still going to pay for it somehow. Somehow we are going to pay for it. We, right now, it's, $19 to $22 million in debt, and you're going to add more? Yeah. Who's going to pay my great-great-grandkids that will stay here in South Tucson will end up paying for it if we don't keep adding? But we're going to be adding. So, again, I caution you regarding the agreement. I really do.
I think that we need them. We need the fire department because this is the city of South Tucson. I grew up here. I went to the elementary here, and my life has been here. My father and my brother retired from South Tucson Public Works. And we never had this problem. And they went to my house a couple of times with my brother. And they go there right away. I won't go with the city coming fast as they do, because they care about South Tucson. The city doesn't care. They just want the money. But those people that work for us do care about South Tucson. And I think if they care so much, and they should stay. I'm not gonna bring in no city here. Why don't you just give the whole thing? All of you retire and give the city if you're gonna do that. But I don't want it. My life has been in South Tucson since I was in elementary. And I think I'm the only one here in this room that has been here this long, because I still live in my parents' house, and I always
admire them because they went a few times to my house right away when my brother was still alive. And the city won't come that fast. They don't care. They have the problems, but they put us down sometimes. I heard that before.
Senator.
Mayor, thank you. I know this is a heated issue. It's very emotional. We have a lot of, we as a community have a lot of best of time, energy, blood, sweat, tears. You all, firefighters, do invested into this community through this fire department. So I understand the feelings and the emotion behind this all. But I want to talk about some facts. I want to state some facts because as of right now, we only have one full-time employee in the fire department. The rest are reserves. There's days where we don't have our shifts covered. How are we going to protect our residents when we don't have our fully staffed fire department? The gentleman, Jorge George, that came and spoke right now, talked about how we haven't had the equipment. We haven't been able to purchase the equipment. We know South Tucson has been struggling for money. We have the highest sales tax rate in all of the state. We need to bring in more revenue. We can't do it through the sales tax. There's only so much that we can increase our property tax. We are in a jam. The other big part of this that we're not talking about, facts again, is the pension. 3-1 that we've got to pay out that we cannot afford to pay right now. If the city was in a different financial situation, that might be possible, but we're not. Now, this idea in the community that our fire department is going to disappear and be gone is a false narrative. I understand that it's not going to be ran directly by the city of South Tucson for 5, and now that I'm hearing, maybe 10 years, depending on the agreement. That's something that we as a city can take back. Our leadership, our council members can take back later on down the road. If we decide we're in a financial situation where we can now support the pension, now we can support the fire department, okay, our IGA is almost over, let's take it back over. What this is a loan. Yes, the city of Tucson's going to do well. We're going to do well. We're all going to do well. That's the plan. That's the hope that we can all benefit from this. The county wants to know that they're going to benefit, and that's why we haven't come to an agreement yet, because they're so unsure of what South Tucson really wants to do. When they see these meetings and they hear us fighting like this, and again, I understand it's emotional, it is, but we've got to look at the facts, we've got to look at the numbers, and we've got to understand what's going on. Now, what happened before I was sitting in this seat, I can't speak to none of that. All I can say is what was put in front of me and where we're at now. What's happened has already happened. How we got to this point, we got to it, we're here. Now let's deal with it.
No, we're not. And I disagree. Again, we're stuck with the fact that we are looking at a tunnel vision of this proposal. And I'll give you the facts, if you want to have facts. We talked about hiring 2 people before this crisis happened. And the attorney was saying, you're not going to get a better deal if you go a different way. If you try Drexel, you try some other fire station. That's true. We're not going to get a better deal. Yes, the city is planning to use this as a station for the city. Again, now, what would happen if you hire 6 full-time people instead of the 12 that you want? You know, you hire 6, 3 of them being paramedics, 3 of them being engineers, the rest of the crew will be volunteers. That gives you 4 in, 4 out, all the time. Lease the fire truck. That covers all the bases that we were concerned about before the holidays.
Where's
before
the money going to come from for that? 3-1 pension. Where are we going to pay for that from?
It's already there.
It's not. Look, it's not in. We looked at. We went over the budget as a council together. It's not there.
It is. $1.8 million will cover it.
Create a budget for us with our existing budget and present it to us, please, Mayor. Please, okay. Please, if you present it to me and I can go over a budget where you can show me the money.
I am working on it right now.
All right.
And it does fit into $1.8 million, including the pension.
Just something to include in that budget, Mayor, is that for the last 13 years, the city of Tucson has not charged us for our mutual aid. And they will not continue that mutual aid if we don't come into agreement with another IGA. So that's something that needs to be included in that budget that you're going to present.
Okay, so the mutual agreement states only for structure fires.
Mm-hmm. But they have been coming
90% or 89% of our calls are medical.
And they've been covering, they've been helping us, and they don't need to.
Okay, again, EMTs can push the drugs. EMTs can do just about everything paramedic can do. Okay? The problem still exists with AMR that they, when there's a heart attack, they dispatch a truck with a paramedic in there. The truck with the paramedic assigned to the truck at all times is enough for PMR to carry, you know, to do the responsible part and arrive whenever they need to. So, again, you know, it's, yes, I stand alone. I agree. Because I've been here for quite a while, and I've seen the budgets. And I've seen the work, the way the budgets are built. You know, so you request something, and maybe it gets done, and maybe it doesn't. You know, we did quite a bit of extensive. In fact, when we went to Sahuarita, all our employees had input. But we can't have an input. We do in respect to, yes, fill this out what you want or whatever it is, present it to your department head. But is that really true? You know, you say about equipment not being replaced. Okay, was there a request? Do you know if there was requested to be replaced? Do you know?
Up to
you got 25,000. You got 25,000 in the GDB grant.
When I came on board, there wasn't enough money to buy a new truck. If we would have bought a new truck, then we would have been out of the money.
You stand corrected then, because there was allocated that the truck was going to be purchased for 600,000, and the money was taken away.
I think that was in previous budgets before we came on.
Right, right.
That's what I'm saying. Up until that point, but I don't know what happened before that.
But you're saying, you know, that, okay, I'm bringing you up to speed. We did have the money to purchase a truck at $600,000. You know, why didn't we?
So then,
because this agreement started coming up.
But then we've got to pay the workers. We've got to continue to operate. You can't just drain all the money and expect to not
operate.
Okay,
you say bring me a budget. I'll bring you the budget. I'll show it to you.
Thank you. Show me some numbers and we'll go from there. Thank you.
Before you do this. And you know, it really bothers that we go on and make deals and stuff. But what I've learned is that the city is taking advantage of us. They want their money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their fire department is in dire need of money. They're negotiating between the city manager and the fire department and the union. They're negotiating because their budget cannot be met right now. So where are they going to get the money? Hey, from South Tucson. Tell me it's not true. You know,
Mr. Mayor,
we can't do it.
Mr. Mayor, you know, I've been in the council here long enough, and I've seen the fire department like a light switch. They come when they want to, they don't when they don't want to. Okay? It's their option as reservists or the role they portray. But either way, we can't go on this way anymore.
Yeah.
It's time to make some kind of improvement that's going to protect our citizens and their lives. Whether if it's the city of South Tucson, if it gets revamped in the future, but right now we're focusing on the city of Tucson to come in here and get it going.
Didn't you hear what I said? We hire six permanent. That way, that way, nothing gets shut down in South Tucson.
What you're doing is creating another financial headache during the pension plan. And right now, we're just dealing with one, and you want to create more pension plans for others? You know what? It's not worth it. We need to just keep on focusing on this and see what is options that we have. Because right now, all you're talking is a bunch of garbage, because I don't see it in writing, okay? Mm-hmm. You whip it out so that we can discuss it, and we'll have something to compare with whatever the city of Tucson offers, and we'll compare it with that.
You know, you're using a lot of words that are really, bothers me that you as a council president, vice mayor, cannot understand the difference between what you're supposed to do under your oath of office. Your oath of office says that you're supposed to represent the people, not yourself.
Listen. Right now, we've been going through a lot of meetings.
We've all made our points.
Pertaining to the fire department. Where were you? Why weren't you attending these meetings? You were too probably busy writing your own little creation as to what you want to do. As for, we're talking about the reality of things. Real firemen, real fire truck, and they just need our approval to come on down and provide the assistance for our citizens.
You're a real fireman back here, sir. We all have the same search for the city of Tucson.
Mr. Mayor, may I
ask?
Oh, someone's talking about a phone or something?
No.
Oh, I saw a green thing. It's about that. Mr. Mayor, can I speak now? Or is someone speaking? I can't tell.
Okay.
Oh, I just wanted to say that what I think everybody should do, all seven of the council members, at least us, that you should, like I have done, is find out what the people think and what they're ready to do with you all. But I'm not running again, so I'm good. But at any rate, you need to all get about 20 people that you happen to know and see what's going on with what's really going on, which is not how this is going. You need to know you're for the people. I do the mission thing every single time we have a meeting, that they're part of it. The people are part of it in the thing. Together we know what to do, but they've been left out, my opinion. Thank you.
I know.
Mayor, if you would, I'd like to move to adjourn.
Second.
So we stand adjourned. Thank you.